the genesis of a particular poem. Bandcamp is one of those middle of the night poems that I think all poets are familiar with. Where, as I say in the poem, I literally woke up in the middle of the night. So much back in the past. That's not even the right way of describing it. It's like we have memory and then we have this other thing that happens sometimes. It's a rarity where we are actually experiencing the past as though for the first time. The very essence of it is there. And I had one of these moments thinking about being in band camp, and those kinds of experiences are, I think, are opportunities. Certainly for poets are opportunities. I think I might argue they're opportunities for all of us. To understand what really happened in a way that we can't normally get at what really happened, no matter how hard we try. So it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I woke up with this vision of being back there, and got out my notebook, and I wrote this poem. This is another one of those that just came out more or less the way it is on the page. It probably took me an hour and a half of frantic writing to get this, you know, to get this poem down. And I remember the feeling, you know, that opening sentence is a very, very long sentence. And I remember having the feeling of holding something at bay while I was writing it, you know, and continually sort of putting off something painful, which you know, is the tension maybe in a lot of poems, is a sort of, they can be elaborate procrastinations in some ways, or maybe it's just, you know, the digging our way in that takes a while. But I remember having that feeling of doing that, and then feeling like, you know what, I'm just going to say it, you know, when I woke up in the middle of the night. And I'm not looking at the poem right now, so I'm not probably quoting it verbatim, but, you know, what really hurts is that I feel that I've lost some opportunity in my life, and then struggling with that thought. And as far as revision of this one, I did, you know, you discover things when you go back to a poem. You know, sometimes you've done these neat little things that you didn't know you were doing while you were writing, or whatever, you know, whatever power possessed you has done these neat little things. And I really hadn't intentionally created that metaphor of the passages as in a musical passage and as in a rite of passage and as in the cave of high school's first 3 years. I had mentioned, I'd use the word passage and I'd use the word cave, but I didn't see the interconnectedness on a metaphorical level until I went back in, and I turned that up a little bit by deliberately using the word passages at the end, where I think the original version I just said not yet learned the scales, and then I added the passages, and that was about the extent of the revision.